Today we're going to talk about switching from JAWS to WindowEyes.
We personally are doing this JAWS to WindowEyes thing. What we have done is we wanted to make trainers' lives easier. And what we've done is we have done a JAWS keyboard layout for WindowEyes. So what we've basically done is, as all of you know, in WindowEyes, to read the title bar, you do what, WindowEyes users?
Control Shift T.
In JAWS, you do?
Insert T.
Now, with this keyboard layout that we're going to be doing and showing you today, if you're running the JAWS keyboard layout for WindowEyes, you will press Insert T and get the title bar. Okay? So, you people that have to train on both JAWS and WindowEyes, and you're more comfortable with JAWS, won't have to learn a bunch of new keystrokes. Hopefully, you're going to decide, wow, I really want to learn the WindowEyes keystrokes, and you're going to do that. But this will get you started. What I have heard back when I used to have black hair before it turned gray from all of you guys was, I would give WindowEyes a try, but I don't want to have to learn a bunch of new keystrokes. Does that sound familiar? Any of you ever been guilty of saying that? Right. The layout we did to start with is for the desktop. We do plan on doing a laptop layout, but we had to start somewhere, you know. So, but by the time you leave today, you're going to know how to do this for yourself. Okay? Mm-hmm. All right. So, again, I need to explain some philosophical differences in JAWS and WindowEyes. WindowEyes has one cursor, and I like to refer to it, I don't call it the PC cursor because that gets confused with JAWS. So I like to call it the Bill Gates cursor. It's the cursor that's always there. You can't make it go away unless you crash your computer. It's always there. It is the active cursor, always. Okay, so WindowEyes has the Bill Gates cursor, and we have a mouse pointer, which the mouse pointer is just like when sighted guys move the mouse pointer around the screen. That's called the WindowEyes mouse pointer. We also, and that's sort of synonymous, kind of, with the JAWS cursor. We also have what's called the WE cursor, which is which the mouse pointer doesn't move, but you can prowl around the screen with the mouse keys. That's synonymous with what, guys? The JAWS invisible cursor. Okay, so there were things that we couldn't do. We can't have a JAWS cursor, an invisible cursor, and all this, because that's not the way WindowEyes is built. So what we have done is we have added a modifier key. JAWS numpad center does what?
Reads
the current character. With which cursor? Exactly. Exactly. By default, if you press numpad center with the JAWS for WindowEyes layout, you're going to get the equivalent of the PC cursor. So we had to add a modifier key to make that possible to read it with, like, the JAWS cursor. So if you want to emulate the JAWS cursor, if you will, you hold down the Windows key and tap the number 5 or the center key on the number pad.
I've got a ThinkPad.
Yeah, me too. No, there is no Windows key. That's why we need the laptop layout.
Yeah, I know. It'll be coming.
Some laptops actually allow you to emulate the Windows key.
But the ThinkPads don't easily.
Yeah. There is a utility, guys. Don't ask me where to get it, but if you'll email me, I'll find it for you. There is a utility that you can run on your ThinkPad to emulate the Windows key.
Well, the ThinkPads actually have one built into them that will let you do that, but it's just a lot of tedium.
Yeah. I'm gonna boot up my computer, and I'm going to show you guys what to do here. If you go
If you go to gwmicro.com/support/download, gwmicro.com/support, and go to the downloads link, you'll see an edit box there, and you can type in the word JFW. You'll see a file called jfwlayout.exe. If you download this file called jfwlayout.exe and then run it, and you have WindowEyes on your computer, it's going to say, where do you want to extract these files? And if WindowEyes is installed in your C:\WinEyes directory, say, yeah, do it. Mm-hmm. You're going to get three files. JFW readme, which is a file that talks about all of what we're doing here and will tell you what to do to make it work. You're going to get, for you WindowEyes users, you're going to get a file called default.txt, and you're going to get a file called velayout.txt.
You said VE layout?
VE.
VE, okay.
It'll be clear in about 30 seconds.
It'll be clear in about 30 seconds,
yeah.
Yes. So, what we what will happen is these files will get put into your WinEyes directory, and it's going to say, do you want to overwrite the existing files? Mm-hmm. Say yes. Okay? And I promise your computer won't explode. It'll just do that. Now, here's the fun part. You say, wow, I think I'd like to live in JAWS land for a little while. So, you bring up the WindowEyes control. And by the way, this is all documented in the README file that you're downloading. So I'm going to do control backslash to bring up the WindowEyes control panel.
WindowEyes active Windows 0.00.
Let me back up here a minute. How many WindowEyes users do we have in the group here?
Yes.
All right. How many people have never used WindowEyes?
I've never used WindowEyes.
All right. Well, it looks pretty even, doesn't it? It sounds like half and half. Okay. You WindowEyes users will be familiar with what we're doing here. I brought up the WindowEyes control panel, and I'm going to do Alt-K for keyboard.
K. Hey, what does that mean?
So we've done Alt-K for keyboard, and now I'm going to arrow up once, and you're going to hear
keyboard layout K fill down.
And I'm going to press Enter.
Default layout key.
Default layout is what you get if you're using a regular keyboard. Okay? If I arrow down once,
laptop layout down.
I get a laptop layout. And by the way, people say our laptop layout is pretty good. I personally don't use it because I'm just weird, even with my laptop. Now, bear with me. I'm going to arrow down again.
Vocalize layout B.
Vocalize layout. Vocalize, did anybody ever use Vocalize in this room?
Yep.
All right. That layout is not used anymore. I haven't had a customer say they used Vocalize layout for WindowEyes in ever since God was a child. It's been a while. So, what we have done, until we get a chance to change our UI, is we are using the Vocalize layout to store the JAWS keyboard layout.
And to avoid the opposition's name.
Yeah.
Well, no.
That's true.
No, that's not true, because in version 6, we'll call it the JAWS keyboard layout. No. We're not trying to hide that fact. We're just trying to make blind people's lives easier. You know, if you know JAWS and you don't know WindowEyes, we want to make it easy for you to be able to use both products. So in the next version, it'll be called JAWS keyboard layout.
But right now it's called
Vocalize layout.
I see.
Right. So when you hear WindowEyes say,
Vocalize layout V.
Vocalize layout V. I'm going to press Enter and listen what happens.
Menu closed. Dialog. Update WindowEyes. Do you wish to update your keyboard layout? Default. Yes, why?
Do you wish to update your keyboard layout? And I'm going to say yes.
Why? Text to send. Read only. Edit box.
And it's going to sit there and work for a second.
Desktop. My network places.
And let me
25. Let's
you. Right,
it brought my rate back up. Hang on, guys.
I hate this keyboard.
Pause. MSN Messenger 7.5.
Still.
Always them. MSN Messenger 7.5. Always them. MSN Messenger 7.5.
So are you doing 25. That as a windowized?
I'm doing that as a JAWS keyboard command. Control Alt page down. Okay. All right. Now, wonder what would happen if I open Microsoft WordPad.
Start with R. Run to I.
Whoops.
Sorry.
I can't spell.
O R D P A D. Desktop. MSN Messenger 7.5. 21 of 25. List view. Document WordPad. Rich edit.
All right. Document 1 WordPad. Now, if I were a JAWS user and I wanted to make sure I was really in WordPad, what would I do?
13.
All right. Now, for a bonus 10 points for one of you people that have never used JAWS, never used WindowEyes, listen what happens and tell me what's different. I'm doing an insert T.
Document WordPad maximized.
We tell you the state of the window. You get a bonus. JAWS doesn't tell you that, but we do. We actually tell you the state of that window. So, now, what if I wanted to know the time?
Insert at 12.
All right. Tell me what you get here that you don't get with JAWS. Okay.
2:17 p.m. on March 24.
Oh, you get
time and date. Time and date. Right. Nice. Right. So, what if I wanted to open the WindowEyes control panel now? What do you think I would do?
What did you do?
Insert J, which is this.
Call itself JAWS 2.
I thought it was
going to
switch to eloquence.
I
know that, but I thought it was going to switch to it.
I wish I'd thought of that, dear. I would have done that. All right.
Exactly.
You guys are funnier than the group yesterday. They didn't pick up on that. All right. So, I'm going to type a couple of sentences.
T-A-R-S space G-R-O-U-P space R-S space B-E-R-Y space N-U-Y serious space.
Yep. Excuse me.
What if I wanted to read to end now in WindowEyes? What would I have done?
Control Shift R.
All right. What about in JAWS land? So here we go.
The group is very nice. They are really a good group, though.
What if I wanted to edit dictionaries in JAWS?
Insert D.
Exception dictionary. D. Dialogue. But that's where
it's except it brings R. It brings up.
They are really a good group, though.
It at least brings up the exception dictionary and the graphics dictionary and all of those dictionaries. So, are you guys getting the idea of what we're hoping to accomplish here? I think it's a really good beginning. What I would like for you guys to do, and you probably thought you'd never hear me say this, is I want you to go home, get this file, install it. Both JAWS and WindowEyes users. You guys now have that 60-day copy of WindowEyes to try. Install this and send me email and tell me, Clarence, this really is awful or this is really good. And send me your suggestions. This is only the beginning. We want to make this much, much better.
Clarence, yes, sir. Are you looking at the concept of the caps lock working as an alternative key?
Solves our laptop.
We will be looking at that, but that's going to honestly... Okay, for the first time, I'm going to have to get a little bit political here. JAWS uses a different keyboard intercept than we do. There's nothing wrong with that keyboard intercept, except we think it fails more often. We think it causes more crashes, more hassles. But we're looking at a way to do that. So, yes, I think at some point we will be doing that. But it's going to involve
quite a bit of a redesign for Windows.
Well, is there some other modifier key? I mean,
oh yeah,
safe
yeah.
to use because the deal with the we're just back to the laptop thing.
Yeah,
I mean, it's right. it's just that we need it doesn't have to be the caps lock.
No,
key. I mean just it needs to be something.
And I'm sorry, you are your name
is Debbie.
Debbie.
I have a cold. It's hard.
Okay, I didn't think you looked like
no,
you.
No, I really don't.
So. Okay.
But it would be really that would solve it if we had something that we could. That's why I'm suggesting the caps
right.
lock.
Right now, it's not bad. I mean, right now I was an advocate for a caps lock, and I put it on one of the lists, and I got shut down because they said, you know, what Clara just said. And then Jonathan Molson came along, and if you do Alt Shift I for your current line, if it's
that's just too much trouble when you're typing. I don't want to do all that.
No, we and Debbie has a good point. We want to make your life easier. Debbie, you can experiment to your little heart's content. You'll get a file, as I said, called velayout.txt. Mm-hmm. Simply open that up in Notepad or something.
Mm-hmm.
Go down and find where it says Windows key,
mm-hmm.
and try it with different keys.
Okay.
Substitute, and I'm going to show you. I want to show you guys how easy it is to change a hotkey in WindowEyes. Nobody makes changing hotkeys easier than WindowEyes. I'm going to bring up the WindowEyes control panel again with what keystroke?
Insert J.
Insert J. Okay. I never thought of how funny that was until you guys brought it up.
It's really funny.
All right. I'm going to go into the WindowEyes hotkey menu with Alt-O.
Oh, cursor. See dialog. Office. User window. Miscellaneous. Dialog. User windows. W dialog.
All right.
Miscellaneous.
All right. Just going to miscellaneous.
Dialog. Miscellaneous hotkey definitions. Cheesecake. Reactive window colon. Insert at me. 1. 48. List box.
Didn't it sound like a Jaws keystroke?
Speed summary colon. Control dash shift dash S. 2. 48.
All right. Jaws doesn't have control shift S.
Right.
Right.
Time slash time of turn F colon, insert dash T, 3, progressive scroll bar colon, insert dash tab, 4, 48.
Okay, so if I wanted to modify one of these keys, I would simply, sounds like a Nokia phone to me, I would simply press tab.
Capture key C, button.
And I'm not going to do this, I'm going to pretend to do this. I'm going to press space bar.
Space, press the key for progress of scroll bar.
And I'm going to do insert B.
Cheesecake, progressive scroll bar colon, 3, 4, 48, list box.
Whoops, hang on.
WindowEyes active width is 0.000, cursor, see dialog. Miscellaneous, browse mode, miscellaneous, menu closed. Progressive scroll bar colon, insert dash, capture key space, press the key for progressive scroll bar. Cheesecake, progressive scroll bar colon, 3, 4, 48,
right.
List box.
It's not, why is it not taking my insert key that I was trying to do? Because that's already defined. Debbie, play with that file, velayout.txt, or go in and try to modify the hotkey from here and see if it will let you do that particular keystroke. Now, in the document that you'll get when you execute that .exe file is a long README file that took me days to write that describes what keys do what, or you can always go into, like I just did, the WindowEyes control panel with Alt-O and scroll through and look at the keys and what they're currently defined to. Okay? Now, I'm going to get out of there.
Document Word Pad. Read.
What if I do Insert F1?
Dialog. Help information. Edge box. Word Pad. Word Pad. Closed. F1. Preview.
Okay.
Word Pad. Closed. Edge box.
There.
Document Word Pad.
All right, so we have tried to be pretty consistent. Do many of you know Bill Herzler at our office?
Mm-hmm.
Bill is the guy who did most of the work here. He had the JAWS keyboard layout on one screen, and he was alt-tabbing back and forth and defining keys. He threatened to kill me when he sees me for having to do all that. But I hope that it's going to give people the idea. And how easy it is to make these transitions. And
does it go through to
other applications, like when you're on the web? Like, I think
we have done a lot of that, Marlena. It's certainly not finished.
Okay. So how will people know which one to use, C or X, for example? To
answer your own question. How would they know?
Well, I guess they try it.
They could. Well, I wasn't going to be that cruel. They could actually go into the WindowEyes control panel and look at the hotkeys that are defined.
Yeah.
Right. But I can tell you the internet is mostly done. But stay tuned, because if you're not signed up to GW News, sign up and we'll be posting when we make changes to this file. And all you'd have to do is go download the updated file. But what we've tried to do is kind of tough because of the different way that JAWS handles the keypad as opposed to what we do. So it's made it difficult. Now, and we'll come back to this. What if I wanted to switch back to WindowEyes real quickly? I'll go back into WindowEyes control panel with insert J.
WindowEyes
and I'm going to do Alt K. Arrow up to keyboard layout.
Default layout key.
And press enter on default.
Text 2 cents. Menu closed. Yes, Y button.
Do I want to do that?
Up. Yeah. Text 2 cents. Read only. Xbox. Second with hand. Rich edit. The group is
a little faster.
Free. Volume. Keyboard. Mouse. Alt. Tone. Pitch. Rate. Almost is done.
Now. Now, if I do an insert T, what am I going to hear?
2:29 p.m. on March 24.
Right. So, that's how easily, trainers, that you can switch back and forth between the JAWS keyboard layout and the WindowEyes layout. Someone asked a while ago, what is the price of WindowEyes? WindowEyes is $795. And that is for all versions of WindowEyes. That version works with 95, 98, Millennium, XP, Home, Pro, and 2003. And Windows 2000.
That works with Media Center too,
though. It does, Anne. Thank you. It's it works really great with Media Center. I had a friend in Nashville who bought a Dell, and it came with Windows Media Center.
Right.
And he's a JAWS user. And he was furious because he was going to have to pay, what, $300 more to get a version that would work with Windows Media Center.
Right.
And then the JAWS folks said, we're not sure that will work, because they haven't tested, at that point, hadn't tested Media Center. I don't know if it, does it work now with Media Center?
Know.
Yeah.
Yes, it does.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
JAWS does?
Yes.
Okay. And that's good.
You have to
the Pro,
yes.
Yeah.
You have to get the Pro version to do anything other than Windows XP and all that.
Kind right. Of the nice thing about WindowEyes is the one price fits all. That $795 fits all. We don't charge more if you want to run remote desktop. We don't charge more if you want to run Citrix. It's still the one price. So we think that's the fair way to do things. So $795. We are not copy protected, so we have no authorization schemes to worry about. If Anne back there wants to load her copy of WindowEyes on 100 computers, I don't care, because Anne's a very talented girl. I've known her for a long time, but I don't think she can clone herself and use be in multiple places at one time. So as long as Anne is the only one using her copy of WindowEyes, I don't care how many computers she has it on. So that's a significant difference in our two products. The other is tech support. Any of you that have ever used our tech support, I hope you'll tell me you've had pleasant experiences.
Yeah. Yeah.
You always get a human being, even if it's Mike. That's right.
The price you pay for a human being.
It is impossible to leave voicemail for our tech support guys because they don't have it. So you will get to talk to a human being. We even answer email sent to support at gwmicro.com on weekends.
Yes, they do.
Nice. We're sick. We need a life, I guess. but we actually do that. We do. And we try very hard to give good tech support because we're a small company. We have 14 employees. Mike, Bill, and myself are totally blind, and Jeremy's working on it. He's a high partial. He's a bioptic driver. I ride with him occasionally, you know. I take some Valium first, but I ride with him. But we know how important it is to have a stable computing environment. Enough of the sales talk. Let's get back to talking about this keyboard layout. Again, if you want to get this file, go to gwmicro.com/support, go to the downloads link, and in the edit box that says what do you want to download, type in JFW. And you're going to see a file called jfwlayout.exe. And Marlena, let's see if you've been paying attention. What do you then do with that file?
You download it.
All right. Once you have it downloaded,
you execute it.
She's probably wanting to execute me right now. And it's going to ask you where you want to put those files, those three files.
And what I tell you, where you want to put those files.
Marlena, you're about as much fun as the last funeral I went to. Oh, God. No. Marlena and I go back a long way. So.
Yeah, he goes back longer than you, though.
Yeah, he does.
But anyway, it's going to ask you where you want to extract these files. And by default, you're going to want to put them in your C:\WinEyes directory, if that's where you installed WindowEyes. So, and it's going to say, do you want to overwrite the existing files? And you do. So, and it's going to say, do you want to open up this Word, this README file in Notepad? I suggest you do that and read it, especially since I worked so hard on writing it. And it will explain how to get everything up and running. And I'm going to walk through the steps once more on how to change. Now, so I want to bring up the WindowEyes control panel. What do I do?
Control
back. I was waiting for somebody to say insert J, right?
All right. Windows Eyes active worth the .000 associated worth the .000.
Worth the. The reason I never changed that is that's one of the things I teach people in my training classes is how to make it say WordPad. So I leave it saying WordPad. And like on our BrailleSense, it says. And one of the menu options is a wacky up call for wake up calls. So that way I can teach them how to change that. So what's the first thing I'm going to do now, guys, that I'm in the control panel?
Okay.
Voice on media.
And now I'm going to arrow up to
keyboard layout
and press enter.
Default layout B.
And then I'm going to go down to the
vocalize layout B.
And
text 2 cents.
As Dennis Brown says, whack the enter key.
Yeah.
So update window eyes. Do you wish to update your keyboard layout?
Yeah.
Why? Text 2 cents. Read only. Edit files.
And there it goes.
Second word pen. Rich edit. The roof.
All right.
They're really a good roof, except for Melvin.
All right. Now, if I press insert F11, what am I going to get?
The system tray.
Standing system tray.
There it goes. Someday.
Windows Eyes,
you Windows Eyes users do know that you can now run Windows Eyes in the system tray.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. Which is a really cool feature. So insert F11 does that. Now,
can you change the key echo easily to go like from letters to words if you want to hear it?
The typing echo. Can you do insert number two with JAWS?
I'm sorry, what would the JAWS keystroke?
Insert number two.
Yeah. On the numbers row.
I don't know. I don't know if Bill defined that or not, but you know how we can find out?
Word modem.
Yeah.
Word modem.
Do it again.
Word modem with numbers.
Yeah.
Word modem.
Et
cetera.
Now.
Yeah. Where's the dead
and JAWS?
I want to make you guys so jealous that you won't be able to stand it. Let me go into WordPad here. I'm there already.
Desktop. Second word pen. Rich edge.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I love a smart aleck. All right.
Keep front run. Yeah. Read action window. Read the action window.
Did you hear what Windows just did, guys and girls? I'm doing an insert too.
Title sense of current application. Read the title bar for the current focus window and the current title bar for the active window. This key also tells you if the window is minimized, maximized, or normalized. Control.
Now, here's the cool part, and this is something I understand that JAWS doesn't do. If you've got somebody that doesn't know the keyboard and they're scared out of their minds, if they press a key, is it going to self-destruct? Mm-hmm. I'm going to press the control key.
Control.
The shift key.
Shift.
The alt key.
Alt.
I understand JAWS doesn't do that.
No.
So.
Okay. Is Clarence, are you running 5.5 or is this a beta of 6?
I'm special. I'm running a plus version of 5.5.
5.5C.
Yeah, 5.5C. Okay. He heard that.
This morning they were talking about that, and people were led to believe that the disk drive is not available at all in 5.5. So.
It isn't.
It's not.
Okay.
It's not.
Okay.
Well, that's what I meant by getting us envious.
I'm sorry?
That's what you meant by getting us all envious.
Yes, exactly.
Well, don't get us envious for something we can't have yet.
Well, you can have it when it comes out. But. The group yesterday was really pleased to know that we actually tell you keys like the control key, the shift key, because that's something we do that that JAWS doesn't.
How about if you press the insert? Will it pop or not?
Insert.
Hey.
Oh boy.
Hey. That's fantastic for new users.
Yes. Yeah. If I do an insert tab, wonder what it'll say.
And tab, progressive scroll bar. Windows Eyes will read the index number of the current scroll bar location of progress indicator. If no scroll bar or progress bar is available, Windows Eyes will announce no progress or scroll bar is found.
Pretty cool, huh?
Now,
you
got into it by doing the JAWS insert once.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. That's the JAWS keystroke.
For we haven't had this on Windows Eyes like this.
Right. The key describer is new for the next release of Windows Eyes. How many of you were at Doug's thing this morning or yesterday?
Yeah, I was at Doug's. Yeah.
Okay.
I was.
Right. This is one of the new features that will be in 6.0, along with PowerPoint, so y'all can quit whining about PowerPoint. And actually, I love what we're doing with PowerPoint. You're going to be very pleased. You know how wonderful our new Excel support is, right? The PowerPoint's going to be as good, absolutely as good.
Some program questions, actually, if I may.
Yes, sir.
I know that this might be a little off topic, but is Windows Eyes going to support any Quicken-like application or some sort of application for us to do?
Only if some blind person with a lot of money goes and buys Intuit. Those are the most, and I hope somebody from Intuit is listening to your broadcast. Those have been the most uncooperative, unhelpful people on the face of the earth. Probably to answer your question, no. Because they have no interest in working with Access Technology. They won't help us. They won't help JAWS. They won't help anybody. All we've asked them for is a little bit of assistance. And they'd like, blind people are too small a segment of the market. They don't matter. Jeremy is going to be writing a check register in Excel that we're going to distribute free of charge. So that'll help. It won't do all of your financial needs. And there's also now Money Talks, which isn't too shabby, if you guys aren't familiar with Money Talks from APH. It doesn't do all the analysis that Quicken does. However, it does do projections. So you can say, I've got this much money coming in and out for the next 6 months. How much money am I going to have in August or whatever? So it's not a bad product. All right, so the key describer that we were talking about, we're a little bit verbose, I think. Do you guys like that verbosity?
No,
or
it's too much.
I thought so, too. But we can work on that.
Reconnect the window. Reconnect the window.
All right, so I'm going to get out of key describer mode.
One.
Hello.
One. Escape.
All right.
One. Key describer off.
There we go. I forgot how to turn it off. So
It's a toggle.
So now I'm going to switch back to WindowEyes. So how do I bring up WindowEyes?
WindowEyes makes it worth the 0.000 associated with the
0.000.
Okay. Once I'm here, default layout key. Text 2 cents. Menu closed. Dialogue. Update WindowEyes. Text 2 cents. Read only. Add price.
That couldn't hardly be any more simple, could it?